TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
nothing but a beating. It's the Social Lab, T. Muhammad Radio Live. They jump on at 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. 605 out there in L.A. 905 coming to you live out of Cleveland tonight, where the weather is, like, dope. I thought I was coming to some cold-ass, like, snow blizzard kind of weather. You never know in Cleveland. It's like 60 degrees in Cleveland. It's colder in Atlanta than it is here in Cleveland, although I'm trying to fight it. Nevertheless, hey, you got to pay attention and be willing to fight. Punks, jump up. Listen, beat them down. Stand your ground. Can you believe what just happened? Folks sitting in the damn Waffle House can't even eat, like, at the Waffle House. I mean, people standing on the street in Toronto can't even stand on the corner. Like, you got to pay attention. That's the conversation tonight. And not just pay attention, but listen, you got to be willing to stand your ground and fight your ass off. Because, listen, it's wild in these streets. All the way live from... Is it the south side? I think it's the south side of the ATL. Give it up, hot chocolate. I don't know, my dad. I'm like so disconnected right now.
It's the south, S-O-U-F, like Frank, southwest.
Southwest.
Mm-hmm. South. Yeah.
It's somewhere on the other side.
Yeah, I'm over here on the bottom part of ATL. Right. How is everyone?
Yeah, coming to you.
Rainy, stormy day.
And you know what? It's kind of gloomy here as well. I'm in Cleveland tonight, but again, I'll take the weather. Although I feel like I'm getting a little under the weather, but I was feeling this way leaving Atlanta earlier. Man, listen, I'm totally distraught over the four young people who lost their lives. While eating at the IHOP.
Waffle House.
While eating at the IHOP. I keep saying the damn IHOP. It's the Waffle
mm-hmm.
House. I don't eat at the Waffle House. How many times did I say? Did I say the Waffle House at first?
You did.
Or have I been saying the IHOP the whole damn time?
No. I think you've only said IHOP twice. It's Waffle House.
Okay. Folks, bear with me. Not only do I chop people's names up, but clearly I'll chop a business's name up too. I'm blown. Nevertheless, I'm blown at this situation about the Waffle House. First of all, I'm not sure if you got the full story. I got a piece of the story because I'm a little confused by this whole thing. Because one, shout out to James Shaw Jr., who tackled this fool down as he was reloading his rifle. Big up to the bravery and the courage and the quick thinking, again, of James Shaw Jr. This is the bottom line. You got to either do something or something's going to be done to you. In most situations, you can't panic. You can't freak out. You got to do something. And dude did something. He tackled the dude. He threw the gun on the other side of the counter, and he stopped himself from getting murdered and probably a few other people in the Waffle House. But I'm so confused about how the hell did he get away? I mean, he eluded the police. They just got him today for 36 hours hiding out in the woods. When he was tackled down, how the hell did he get away? What I'm thinking is, one, the dude just had on a coat and he was naked. So
he was.
When the old boy tackled him, he probably was like, whoa, what the? But I don't really know the situation. All I know is the dude was running around naked with a coat on and a big old rifle. That says nut job to me. Anybody who's running around butt naked in a killer state of mind is a mm-hmm. nut job. But man, I'm blown by this.
There's 10 people were killed. Yes.
10 people were killed, 15 people hurt, as a van just plowed into a crowd on the sidewalk this afternoon in Toronto. What the hell is going on?
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, let's go to the phones. Yeah, it's people are losing their minds. All I know is you got to pay attention and you got to be willing to fight for your life. Area code 202, last four digits, 4083. What up?
What's going on, Tim Hyman family?
Cool.
What the hell? People are losing their minds, brother.
They truly are. I mean, I think we don't have enough to do. Maybe that's what it is.
You think?
No, there's plenty to be done.
You think? I have not read, like, all of the story about the Waffle House shooter, but how the hell did he get away? When he was tackled by James Shaw, how did he get away?
He probably, like, when you tackle him, he like, I got him, but I don't want to touch him because he's naked.
That's what the PM just said.
That's what I was thinking.
And then you know the other part of the story, he was caught at the White House with a gun. And
I heard
that. He was released, and then they gave the weapons back to his dad. And the dad gave them back to him.
And dad gave him the guns back. I posted earlier. I mean, unbelievable that they gave this guy his guns back. Now, it sounds like maybe he got the guns back on a technicality, maybe. I mean, but nevertheless, if you or me or even, let's say, Hot Chocolate got caught at the White House with some guns, I doubt if we would have our guns back.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm probably going to be dead.
Oh, no.
We're going to probably be dead. They're going to shoot us.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're definitely going to shoot us. All of us.
Hey, and look, I got another one for you. They had an incident happen in D.C. on the Metro where this guy was naked on the train and was attacking people. He hit this one guy, and the guy was, like, standing back. And I kind of understood. I'm like, the guy was probably looking at him like, I want to fight him, but he's naked. I mean, on the train, no clothes on. Only thing he had on was some boots.
Mm-mm.
How the hell did he get on the plane?
I don't know how he got on the train. He just walked into the Metro station butt naked.
Wow. And no one says anything. But that's just like the lady that was a few months, well, probably about a year ago, walking through Atlanta Hartsfield Jackson International Airport butt naked with flip-flops on.
Mm-hmm.
Not flip-flops.
Well,
I missed that.
Not to change the subject on you too much, but I heard y'all talking about y'all weather. And this year I'm trying to catch up with TM. This year I'm trying to, you know, get out and about a little bit more. So I'm up here on the 41st floor in Vegas, nice sunny Las Vegas. The body.
Hey.
I want to be where you are right now, Cooper.
Hey. And the worst part is I'm here for work, so I won't be doing but so much.
I know that's right.
Hey, I had a chance to hang out at the Cosmo a little while ago, probably about a little over a month ago. And talking about changing the subject, I actually did not know that the Cosmo was owned by what's the beauty people? They have all of the beauty products.
Paul Mitchell?
Johnson? The Johnson family?
No. These are like the uppity cosmetic folks. I'll tell you, it'll come back to me in a little bit. I had an opportunity to hang out with the head IT person of this corporation, and she was telling me how the family owned all of this other stuff and mentioned the Cosmo. And I was like, whoa, Cosmo is like one of the dopest hotels in Las Vegas. And but when I tell you the name of the family, you're going to be like, it'll come to me in a little bit.
Hey, but you see a lot of that. I mean, over with different businesses. I mean, like, what is it? Peter Angelos, really big-time litigation attorney that does a lot of stuff, is the owner of the Baltimore Orioles.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, you see a lot of that type of stuff where people are in these different worlds and they own these different businesses like that. But you got to have those different incomes if you want to succeed in life.
Multiple
streams.
Absolutely.
Multiple streams of income. Again, not to get too far off, folks, if you want to weigh in, 917-889-3926, I mean, you got to pay attention and be willing to fight for your life. I mean, I'll tell you, we have been talking about shootings probably for the last few years because they've been rampant, specifically shootings targeting African Americans. I mean, let's try to, like, really assimilate this thing, because clearly we can only imagine what we can do in a situation. But I saw a little bit of the interview this morning with James Shaw Jr., and, you know, he was like, listen, I'm not a hero. I just did something. Either I was going to do something or I was going to be killed. Mm-hmm. And so I did something. I mean, have you ever been in a situation where you felt like, you know, like, you were really feeling threatened, and you did something that was like out of body? Because to grab a rifle from a shooter, it has to be almost like an out of body experience. But for me, I'm a fighter anyway. Like, I don't mind confrontation. Like, I'm not that person that's going to back down from confrontation. And for me, like, I mean, I'm at the point where, listen, either I'm going to be, you're going to have to work to kill my ass. Do you hear me? You're gonna have to work real hard if you're trying to take me out, because it's to the point where I'm fighting for my life. Now,
mm-hmm.
I can't say what I would do, but this is what I know. I know I'm not just gonna stand there, and I know at this stage you have to stand your ground as best you can, and you gotta do something. You got to do something. There's too many killers getting insane, and I think they're doing this for recognition, if you really think about it, to a certain degree. These are nut jobs. I mean, mental cases. I'm baffled as to how the guns got back to the kid, why the guns were even given to the father from the D.C., you know, law enforcement, because the family clearly had mental health issues, and those issues were known.
This is my opinion. If you do something like that, when I say like that, go to the White House with weapons, for whatever reason, you show up there, and it's, everybody knows you don't go to, D.C. has really strict gun laws. I mean, they've loosened them up a little bit, which is unfortunate, but also, you know, you don't go near the White House with guns. And if you do, to me, right then, those guns are taken, confiscated. They should be destroyed. There should be no, you get them back. Anything, no. You're not responsible enough to have them.
It just does not make any sense to me at all. I mean, condolences to, again, the four who lost their lives. You can go to our group page, The Social Lab, and we posted, you know, pictures of those who were actually killed, along with James Shaw Jr. I mean, again, he's being touted a hero. He's saying he's not, but clearly he is. I mean,
he is.
You know, without his actions, we don't know.
Think about
about
9/11.
After being, go ahead, Coop.
No, I was thinking about 9/11, where you had the two planes that crashed into the Twin Towers, and then the other guys that crashed in Pennsylvania. They said, from what they put together, they had heard about the other crashes and knew that if they didn't fight, they were going to die anyway. So they figured, might as well go out fighting. And they went ahead and they attacked the terrorists. And that's why that plane crashed in Pennsylvania instead of making it back to D.C. to do one more crash.
Pentagon. Right.
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
It was crashing into the Pentagon, right? Yeah.
Because they were trying to do a second one. Yeah, they were trying to send a second one to the Pentagon.
You have to be willing to fight. You can never say what you're going to do, you know, unless you're in a situation. But folks, I mean, this is becoming way too frequent. And what we cannot paralyze by the idea of active shooters. The reality is, an active shooter without a gun is a coward-ass individual who probably can't fight. That's why he has a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Take the gun and kick their ass. Pay attention and be willing to fight. Listen, I mean, oh, my God. This is, like, crazy. So, Coop, did you see the van that plowed into the crowd in Toronto this afternoon, killing 10, hurting 15?
I heard about it. I didn't get to see it. I've been moving around all day, but I heard about it. I was like, I think, how many was it, 9 killed or 15 killed?
10 killed, 15 injured. I mean, just out of nowhere. I mean, at least 10 people were killed, you know, when the van just plowed onto the sidewalk. I mean, you know, this is coming directly from Ontario police. And, I mean, come on now. Unbelievable.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. You got to go out fighting. You got to make it. I want to make it more difficult for the people to do these type of things in advance. And then when if they do still try to do it, I want to make it more difficult when they do it. Because it's like you said, you got to fight.
You got to be willing to fight. I mean, I know guns and in the midst of, you know, I mean, we've got to stand our ground. Something has got to change. Something has got to change. And I'm not going to blame it on government. I'm not going to blame all of this craziness on, you know, on the political landscape. I'm not going to do any of that because, you know, whack jobs is whack jobs, and they've always been around. But, I mean, anyone who deliberately wants to hurt those in our community has got the one, be more vigilant. We got to pay attention. Not that anyone could have stopped that situation, because clearly, I mean, it was a sneak attack, and that seems like how it happens. It's like a sneak attack. But punks jump up to get beat down at the end of the day. Listen, pay attention, stand your ground. Be willing to fight. Be willing to fight. That's all I can say. I'm ready to fight for mine. You better be ready to fight for yours. And I'm talking about your
life. For James Shaw to be able to hold it together after being grazed by a bullet, because when you see him in his photo or print interviews, he's showing his right forearm or the bottom side of his right forearm close to his elbow, and there's a really kind of really big fleshy, you know, gash from where he was hit by the bullet. So you are. If the bullet goes me in that same manner, I'm going to need an ambulance. You know, I wouldn't be able to keep the presence of mind to, you know, tackle the gunman, first of all, throw the gun over the counter so that he's, you know, not in a position to harm or kill anyone else. And then, you know, at that point, I understand it's probably a sticky situation in the male mind. Do I really want to grab this man and hold him? And he doesn't have on his clothes, but you know, he did with those actions. He still saved a lot of lives. He really did.
Yeah. Hey, the corporate owners of Waffle House, they should cut him a check.
They sure should. They absolutely should.
I totally agree with that.
Have you ever been in a situation
like that, like a life-threatening situation? Have you ever been caught up or know someone who's been caught up, like a bank robbery or anything like that, a shootout?
I can't say that I have. Shootouts, but not in a position where they wrestled the gun away from anyone and saved lives like that.
I have, and it's different. and because time moves slow. It, like when people talk about how in certain situations, like with basketball players, football players, time moves slow. In those situations, time does move slow, and but you got to move fast. You got to, you can't sit there and hesitate and wait. And like I have a 16-year-old daughter, and after this last school shooting, I went ahead and talked to her, and she said they were already doing, they had already been doing drills in school about what to do. And like in her school, she has one of these older schools where the walls are cinder blocks. So I told her, I said, if something happens, you get to a room away from the shooting and get behind those cinder blocks. Get that door locked. Get that door, something up behind, up in front of that door so the person can't get through it, and get behind them cinder blocks. Or, but get away. Don't be right up against them, but get away from them. That way, it's something to slow that bullet down.
Right.
Until you can, until somebody can come in and say, hey, it's all clear.
Unbelievable.
Just the reality of knowing that you have to do that is so unnerving.
Yeah. And what I told her, kind of like the TM said, I said, you're going to want to get you're going to want to be afraid, you're going to want to start shaking, you're going to have all these different thoughts go through your head, but none of those thoughts are going to save your life like moving and taking action. I said,
yes.
And stuff.
Got to take action. You got to take action, folks. You got to pay attention. Be more vigilant, and at the end of the day, listen, there's no time to be scared. There's no time to be scared when you see an active shooter. At the end of the day, it's like, what's your plan? What is your plan? And what Coop just said, listen, you're going to be nervous, you're going to be scared, but you don't have time. You got to take action. Either get the hell out of there or figure out how you're going to get that gun from that punk. At the end of the day, it is truly my belief that, you know, those who tote guns, active shooters, they're weak-minded people who are just like me and you. They just woke up one day and something cracked in their mind. You know, good, bad, or indifferent, something cracked in their mind. Well, there's nothing good about it. I mean, if your mind cracked and now you want to kill people. I mean, listen. Pay attention. Get your game plan together. Coop just said it. If schools are doing active drills, you better get a drill done in your house. You better start talking to your kids and get your wife and get your, you know, listen. I mean, a drill plan. Talk about what you're going to do. Talk about it. And we'll keep talking about this as well. Hey, I finally came across that name. Hey, shout out to Lori Toscano. I hung out with her last week. She is the head IT person. Listen, this is that bourgeois family. It's that the Estee Lauder family who owns the Cosmo.
Oh, yeah.
Estee Lauder.
I didn't know that.
I was like,
oh, wow.
Yeah. Again, shouts to Lori. Estee Lauder.
Major.
I haven't heard that name in a long time, but I was like, yeah, that's old money. That's that long, long, old money.
Yeah.
Estee Lauder, that's real old money. Yeah.
Real old money. Hey, we're back on Wednesday. 9P. Coop, thanks for hanging out with us tonight. Hey, pay attention. Be willing to fight for your life, folks. Hot chocolate, take us home. We out of here.
Yep, be aware of your surroundings. Stay woke. TM Hyman, The Social Lab, The General, Coop, Madam Boston, and Fee. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate, and we will see you on Wednesday. Have a great night.
Condolences to the family of both of these tragedies, the Waffle House and that Toronto tragedy. Good night, everybody.
Yes.